Muhammad, Disc 4.
In the meantime, the Muslims were anxiously awaiting their arrival in Medina. Several of the emigrants from Mecca were living in Quba, the southernmost point of the oasis. And every day after morning prayers, they used to climb the volcanic rocks and scan the barren terrain outside the settlement. On the morning of September the 4th, 622, one of the Jews spotted a cloud of dust on the horizon and called out to the Ansar, "Sons of Kaila, he's come, he's come." At once, men, women and children surged out to meet the travellers and found them resting under a palm tree. Muhammad and Abu Bakr stayed in Quba for 3 days. But the Muslims in the city, as the most densely populated part of the oasis was called, were impatient to see him. So he set off to meet them and decide where he was going to live. Along the way, several people begged him to alight and make his home with them, but Muhammad courteously refused because he was anxious to remain independent of the warring groups within Medina. Instead, he gave Qaswa her head and asked God to guide her. Eventually, she fell to her knees outside a mirbad, a place for drying dates, which belonged to one of the Ansar. Muhammad got down, allowed his luggage to be carried into the nearest house, and then began to negotiate with the owner for the sale of the land. Once the price was agreed upon, all the Muslims got to work to build the Prophet's residence, which would also serve as a place for prayer. This was hard for the emigrants because the Quraysh were not used to manual labour, and the stylish Uthman found the work particularly gruelling. The first Muslim building was not imposing, but it became the model for all future mosques. It was primarily a masjid, a place of prostration, an open space roomy enough for the entire community to perform the prayer together, and it expressed the austerity of the early Islamic ideal. The roof was supported by tree trunks, and there was no elaborate pulpit. Muhammad stood on a simple stool to address the congregation. Muhammad and his wives lived in little huts round the edge of the big courtyard in front of the mosque. This was a place for public and political meetings. The poor of Medina were also invited to congregate there for alms, food and care. This humble building in Medina expressed the ideal of tawhid, unity. Muhammad wanted to show that the sexual, the sacred, and the domestic could, and indeed must, be integrated. Similarly, politics, welfare, and the ordering of social life must be brought into the ambit of holiness. In housing his wives within a stone's throw of the mosque, Muhammad was tacitly proclaiming that there must be no distinction between public and private life and no discrimination between the sexes. Holiness in Islam was inclusive rather than exclusive. If they wished, Jews and Christians could worship in the mosque because they too were part of God's family.